4D Listening Exercises 2A and 2B, page 46.
I'd like to welcome Ross Hunt to our show today. Ross, you've come in to discuss how important the internet is in bringing people together. Are you just saying this because you run a social networking site?
Ha! Well, it could be viewed as me thinking only of my business, but that's not the case. Actually, I would say that I first created my website as a tool to help people socialise, rather than as a way of making myself rich. Sure, it's been a successful business and it's brought me some wealth, but the whole process of designing the website and starting the enterprise off was more satisfying than the money it made.
So tell us, Ross, why you believe the internet helps to bring people together.
In the past, most people used to stay in their hometowns, and there wasn't as much movement between countries as there is today. Occasionally, families were separated when people had to leave to look for work. It was very difficult to stay in touch back then. Nowadays, you can communicate as often as you like with people on the other side of the planet. It's easy to do. It's cheap, and there are so many ways to choose from. You can email, you can use social networking sites like mine, or you can use free software to make video calls over the internet. Now, we've reached an age when we can communicate with people from almost anywhere and at any time. That definitely helps to bring people together.
It seems like a good argument. It's easier to stay in touch if you're away from home. What about old friends?
Only a few years ago, it was unusual for people to keep in touch with more than a couple of their earliest school friends into their adult years. People's lives would move in different directions after school, and it was easy to lose touch. Perhaps you got married and had children, or you worked a lot of hours at work, and there just wasn't time to go and track down old friends. But the internet changed all that. With a few clicks of the mouse button, you could be online friends with all your old classmates. Now, you can even send a message to a long-lost cousin and arrange to meet him in Australia. There are so many possibilities.
So, what you're saying is that we can now stay in touch with people we wouldn't have done before the internet.
Precisely. You know, I've heard so many arguments from people about technology making people more antisocial. I couldn't disagree more. The internet brings us much closer to people who would have become strangers. It allows us to fulfill dreams on the other side of the world and still know exactly how everyone is doing back home. It makes it easier to share photos of special moments or to announce good news to hundreds of people at once. Let me put it this way. Do you think so many people would claim to have 500 friends, as many do on social networking sites, if the internet did not exist?
I'd imagine they wouldn't. Do you think that devalues friendship, though?
Many people might argue that it devalues friendship, but I don't believe that. Of course, the majority of your friends online are probably not people you turn to when you need help. Most people still have a small group of close friends, but I believe that having a larger community of friends to share jokes and news with is valuable too.
All right, Ross. That's all we've got time for today. Next, Alison is going to be here with a special report on computer game addiction.